This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.18, 1170.
The answer.
This segment brought to you by Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Looking to get a new vehicle? Don't want to pay markup? Well, Imperial Valley will not mark you up. They'll take good care of you, just like family. They're open Saturdays, parts and service. And during the season, the parts department is open on Sundays. You'll have to just give them a call at 888-900-2804. Any vehicle you're looking for, new or used, give these guys a shot. IVCDJR.com, IVCDJR.com. And if you're going to do an event out in the desert, Alpha Site Logistics has been working with the state and local municipalities to make sure that everything they do is right up to snuff. Over 20 years experience, portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Call them at 760-352-8383. Ask for your quote today. Or you can even go on facebook.com/Alpha Site Logistics. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got Audrey and Ed in the house today. What's up?
Well, we have a lot going on. I've been trying for a couple of months to get Friends of Oceana Dunes on for an update. I believe Jared McLeod is on the line with us, joining us.
Are you there, Jared?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
You sound just fine. How you doing, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Doing well, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, I was glad to see you were able to take that six-wheel vehicle across that massive ocean lake up there. You had, I mean, I know everybody in the government thought you were going to sink and we'll never see you again, but I guess you proved it. nice job, brother.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't think I was watching, did you?
You're always watching, Dave.
Darn right, man. I'm always watching and sharing, watching and sharing. So what's the latest?
Oh man, I don't know where to start. We've got a lot going on. Things on the legal end are going really good. We're at about 18 lawsuits right now and burning a lot of money every month. But we've had a couple recent wins in the last month, which is good. For some of our big lawsuits, the ones aimed directly at stopping the closure of the park, what would be January 1 of next year. So that's really good. Things are going in the right direction.
That is fantastic. It's funny, I have to tell you, I probably shouldn't even say this, but I was at KUSI yesterday, and there was a guy in there talking about how he worked for Shea Holmes. I almost drug him outside and beat him to death, but I didn't. But I was close. I was going to just rip him a new one as far as Oceana Dunes goes, but I'll leave that up to you.
Well...
See, that took the voice right out of me.
I know.
Hey, come on, they're a problem.
No comment.
Yeah, you're doing too much on the legal side. See, I'm an open mouth. I can say whatever the hell I want. I'm old. But I was irritated. Dude, I wanted to go across the room. You would not believe.
Nice. Yeah.
Because it's our beach. That's what people need to know. You should make a t-shirt. It's our beach. Yeah. Leave it alone.
Aren't they the ones that cut down the trees?
Yes, that's exactly.
I love trees. They cut down all those trees.
Well, because
they could have a better view.
They didn't
view.
Do their homework. They didn't ask, why are these eucalyptus trees here? Why would anybody do that? Well, just ask a few questions. But so I know you're fighting hard. How do people help you? I mean, $1, $500, $1 million. How do people help you guys?
Oh man. All of the above. So, we're doing a lot of things aside from the legal work and the lawsuits, obviously. trying to work with parks where we can on this stuff, you know, working with the OHV commission for what they are able to help with. They have been supportive. Our burn rate right now is about $30,000 to $40,000 a month in lawsuits.
Right. Right. So how do people, what's a good website to send money? What's, I mean, I'm just going to get right to the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah. So, our website is OceanaDunes.org. You know, obviously, we always appreciate the support where people are able to help out, you know, businesses and things like that. That's a good way.
I have mine automatically set up. It charges me $20 a month for Friends of Oceana Dunes every month.
Can you do that? Could you do a direct deposit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Audrey is set up on that. Yeah, you can do a monthly donation. Things like that do help. The two big ones, and I'll say, you know, we really aren't, sadly, we don't sustain off our donations. The two big ones are our fundraiser events that we do. This year we're doing three. We got one coming up July 15th, right there in Grover Beach, right by the entrance to the dunes. It's called Barbecue by the Beach. It's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Dave, you're always welcome. Anytime you want to come up, you're in the area. Love to have you as our guest. The three events, which the it's catered dinner or live auctions, silent auctions, all kinds of good fun for the family. So we do three of those a year. That's the big funder right there. And then we do our sweepstakes vehicles throughout the year. Right now, it is a brand new 4C Polaris Razor Turbo.
Wow.
That one of our business sponsors, Clausen Motorsports, donated, and then we'll run that through the year, and all those proceeds, go directly to the legal fight.
That's awesome. Hey, I got an inside trick for you. You know, you have a silent auction, and you have a live auction, correct?
We have both, yeah.
Okay, so have the live auctioneer walk through the silent. If he's not happy with the amount that's on the silent auction, open it. And make it a live auction. Dude, you triple, quad. I mean, I've seen about three or four groups do this. And, I mean, it just takes that silent auction and just puts it on the map. Just a little quiet tip. And when are we going to get you back to KUSI? I know you don't like San Diego, but, I mean, come on. Don't start with me. All you got to do is email me.
We love it down there, Dave. We did a real quick trip for some family stuff. Yeah. I don't know what that was, a few weeks ago, and we're looking to plan something for the kids coming up. So
we need to plan a SeaWorld day for little Audrey.
Yeah, do that, and then come down and promote.
Yeah,
when is this event coming up?
That's July 15th is the barbecue.
I've got room for you. Send me an email. I'm going to be gone all next week, but when I get back, we'll definitely lock in a date, tell the wife, hey, we're going to go down and do a little staycation. I'll put you on Saturday morning. That way you're done at 7, then you can guys go do whatever, or 8 o'clock, and you can do whatever you want to do. But let's do
it. That'd be great.
All right, because we got to get the word out. If we don't constantly hammer to the general public, and that's what's cool about TV, it's the general public. It's not catered to off-roaders. No. It's catered to people that go, really? They're trying to shut down
A
place where I can go for $10 to actually try to what's the mindset? So
I was in Northern California yesterday, and my cousin was like, that's the closest place. I was in Ukiah, and they were like, that's the closest place to us. Before, we used to be able to go to Fort Bragg OHV, and they shut that down
years ago.
And so they don't have anywhere. Oceana Dunes is the closest for Ukiah, and that's a 4-hour drive south of Ukiah.
That's crazy.
So
But it's worth it. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, we gotta band together. We gotta quit being so mamsy-pamsy and let the left be the butthead, screaming, yelling, and hollering, and putting it together to shut things down that make absolutely no sense. But it takes a crowd, and you gotta be positive. You gotta be up. I mean, you can't be you're violent. You gotta
because
when you tell them exactly what it is you're fighting for, they look at you like, I don't see the negative. Neither do I. So let's make this happen. Yeah. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. You going to stick with us? Because you're not doing anything.
Sure.
Yes.
You're not doing anything.
Yeah,
right?
No. He needs to give us a current update of Oceano, what the current status is, if it's open for camping or not, since he took the RivCon across.
Yeah. Well, I think we have a 10-foot by 10-foot spot that 130 people could camp in. But we'll find out more when we come back right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. Hey, is your AC working great? Have you had a service lately? Well, you need a family-owned and operated company to come out and take a look. And that's the Ashley family. They've been doing it since the early 80s, and they know HVAC like the back of their hand. Maybe you've had somebody come out, maybe you're having a problem with your system, and you'd like to get a second opinion, which I highly recommend. Call them at 800-400-FIRE, 1-800-400-3473. Have them come out. Doesn't cost a dime. They'll take a look. And if you got a better deal with somebody else, they'll pat you on the back and say, have a wonderful day. Also, Wade Miller Tire, gone from tires and wheels all the way to alignment. Brakes, shocks, suspension, oil changes, transmissions, radiators, you name it, Wayne can do it. 619-596-2800. Give him a call. Thank him for being on SDORC Dirt Radio. All right, we got Jared on the line. So basically, kind of give us a rundown as what's going on in the courts.
So I can't get into a ton of specifics. I could tell you about the 18 lawsuit. So we've had a couple pretty good wins this month, which are really good. Looking forward, we've got some cases coming to court here real soon. We got one in June, I think. That the next big one, we've got a bunch of small stuff, but one in June, and I believe the next one is in October. So these are going to be pivotal as far as the outcome of the park. Four of the 18 lawsuits Friends of Oceano Dunes has right now are specifically aimed at overturning the Coastal Commission's order to close Oceano Dunes, Pismo Dunes.
That's with the rule 1001 with the stipulated order of abatement, right? So what they've been doing with all the orange fencing and everything.
We've got a lot of different stuff going on. We got some stuff on the dust control. But the big ones going to court here that we're really focused on right now are these ones that are going to establish the permanent use of the park, and or overturn, the closure of the park January 1, 2024.
That's the quiet title suit for October.
Yeah. That one will make it permanent.
The quiet dedication suit that will be coming up later this year. So Friends attorneys working literally around the clock on that one. Right. Things are going good. What I can tell you is that the two we've had this month are it's probably going to get you irritated, Dave. But We once again had the one a couple weeks ago was the state, collectively the state, which is California Coastal Commission, the agencies involved on one of our lawsuits. Essentially, with the full resources of the state's legal team for months, doing everything and anything they could to try to get our case thrown out. Mm-hmm. And this isn't the first time. So what they brought, what their legal team brought before the judge, was to get a summary judgment. So in other words, to have our case thrown out before it could be heard. They wanted the judge to rule in their favor without our trial moving forward.
Sure.
This one is really interesting, and I oftentimes lose faith in the system. But these times like this, where the judge ruled on every point that the state made, ruled against them and in our favor, allowing our case to move forward to trial.
Wow.
This is really good stuff, right? You start looking at, precedent being established or what's being done to prevent us from having our case heard. You know, what is the extra effort going towards this, and why do they have to have this case thrown out?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're worried.
Yeah, because they know they can't win, so if they can get it thrown out, then that's one less they have to worry about. And it's not money, because guess what? The money they're using to go against you is my money. It's Audrey's money. It's Ed's money. It's not their money. So for them to have the nerve to take away a piece of property that was given to us, the Californians, it's just, it makes no sense. And that would be the argument I would have to, if I was a lawyer. That would be my argument. How can you take away property that was never belonged to the state of California, but belonged to the people of California? And then I wouldn't say a word.
Yeah. given to us by the legislation over 100
years. And I know that's what you're doing. And I applaud you and your team, because I know you can get depressed. I know you can get let down. But, you know, off air, I have to tell you, I was telling Audrey and Ed, I says, if they ever take away Oceana Dunes within a year, there'll be hotels, custom homes, and private individuals living at Oceana Dunes. I mean, because there's no reason to take this away from us unless there's money involved and somebody's going to make money. You don't need to comment, because I know you're right in the middle of the legal aspect of it, but that's my gut feeling, because nobody does anything as stupid as what these people are doing unless money's involved somewhere.
I will tell you, I agree.
That's all you have to say, my friend. But you know what? We just can't stop. We can't stop. We can't stop.
No.
I mean, if I have to get you to KUSI every freaking month, once a month until this is over with, and have you call in every freaking Sunday.
That's what the main issue is.
Yes.
Is the public doesn't know what
we're
fighting
against.
The public doesn't
have a
clue. When they realize what's going on and that we're going to lose that area again, and that literally we have 8 months left and it could potentially be closed for good. I mean, people are getting upset when they hear that. I get people get really loud, and it's like, I'm loud too. I'm understanding. I've been dealing with this for years now.
Yeah.
We need more people to step up and get loud
we
and
need
get
to
pissed
get
off
the word
over it and get
out.
The word out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because when they realize and know. Jared, right now, what is the current status of Oceana Dunes? Is it day use only right now when the tide is low enough that you can cross the creek, Creek 1 and Creek 2, since there's now a second creek with all the rain that we've been having recently? You know, have they opened up camping yet?
So the status of operations at the dunes is whatever shoot from the hip decision the district superintendent makes that day or that minute. So as of today, the park is only open to day use. So let me think here. I believe it was March 10th.
Wow.
So earlier in the year we had some storms and the park was closed intermittently, right? And then it was open, then it was closed. Okay. And I think everybody understood that, right? We had some out of the ordinary weather patterns and things like that.
Right.
Then the park was open. I think it was March 10th that they, you know, we started getting these atmospheric rivers and weather patterns and everything else. The park was closed. That is the day. That is the last time camping was authorized at the park.
Well, this would have been a perfect weekend to be camping out there. It's 90 degree weather on the beach.
Yeah,
really? It's warm up there.
Yeah, it's
80. Oh, go ahead, Audrey. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was gonna say it's 80 degrees camping up there right now. So why wouldn't they have it open? And they have sold out camping reservations right now, right? Because springtime, summertime, all the way through, the families, it's a reasonable cost. It's only $10 a night plus $7.99. It's the cheapest place to camp in the state. It's the only place you can throw your sleeping bag down on the actual beach. And they still have it closed down. And because of their closed down too, Jared, I tried to book for July 15th. I didn't book in January for the July 15th barbecue. I just tried to book my camping reservation for July 15th and it's sold out. So I can't go up. I don't know where I'm going to stay. I'm going to have to book an Airbnb or something if I'm going to come up and go to the barbecue that weekend, because I'm going to only be able to get a day use permit.
I suggest anybody that can't get a camping spot needs to contact their political people and say, why can't I get a camping spot? If they got hundreds of thousands of people complaining,
yeah.
I mean, because that's what it takes. If you don't...
That's a good idea. I'm going to call
I'm serious and say, hey... Where's, come on, I want to come up there and camp at it's our beach, come on.
Yeah.
We just need a lot of people to do what the left does, because the left gets together as a crowd and they attack as a unit.
Yep.
We need to do that as the off-road community and the people, not even off-road, people that would like to spend, you know, the weekend at the beach.
Regular families and cars.
So, Jared, let me ask you this. How much problems do they have with people camping on the beach? Do they have to bring in air life? Do they have to bring in all the police? Do they have to bring in the National Guard?
The least of the problems at that park is the families with young kids who camp on the beach. I can tell you that.
That's my point.
So here's kind of what's happening. So before we went up and did our little camping experiment on the dunes last weekend, I had a call. Now, we're tracking this literally minute by minute. I mean, our entire board is local contacts, people who are on the beach every day. We're getting more real-time data than the local district superintendent is. I can assure the public of that. Because we want to get camping up, and we want to help parks do this. Most of the time, it takes us doing the due diligence to force the district to do things, like reopen camping at the park.
Right.
So the park had been closed for camping for a month. Storms long passed. So the metric for crossing the creek is a 12-inch depth standard. And that went into place by a court order stay from Friends of Oceano Dunes until our lawsuits were heard. So, yes, there is water flow in the creek. Is what the issue that we have is that parks a few weeks ago opened up park operations, like Audrey mentioned, during limited hours of the day. Based on projected tides and projected swells, high tide, low tide, what they believe each day. So that timeline is changing every day. So they allow day users and rental companies to come out. Now, here's where the issue lies. Is a rental company can go out and drag a 40-foot trailer filled with ATVs out across the creek so they can rent ATVs. But why can't somebody like myself come across with a trailer or a camper and bring their kids out there to camp, right? Within compliance, right? We're talking about following the rules here, right? If the creek's closed, then you don't allow people to come out. So I had a call with the district superintendent, to present with him some of the ideas Friends of Oceano Dunes had, and how can we help you get this open to camping? Oh, well, it can't be done. It can't be done, right? So it's too dangerous, right? He keeps relying on this. Oh, it's dangerous. We got to protect the public. Well, how is it too dangerous for people to come across and camp, but it's not too dangerous for day users? And let me tell you, yesterday, they let the rental companies go out in the morning, set up shop, but then the creek closes for the majority of the day. So they're okay with rental companies having to escort people across the high tide flowing creek by foot with waders on to go out and rent ATVs. We just don't see how that is more dangerous than someone driving their vehicle across when it's under 12 inches.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I mean, we only got about a minute before. Well, actually, we need to take a break. But I'm going to ask you this question, and you can answer it when we come back. Is Oceana Dunes a state park?
It is a state vehicle recreation area. Yeah, so it is managed by the state park system.
Because my point is, if I want to go to Yellowstone, they're not closing Yellowstone. They allow me to go to Yellowstone. If I want to go to Shasta, State Park, I can go to Shasta State Park. What's the difference? Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll talk about it right here on SEORIC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer. I can hear your voice
saying, won't you ever... All right, folks, welcome back to SEORIC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
PRMI Mortgage, Chris Wiley. Unbelievable when it comes to mortgage. If you want somebody you can trust like family, Chris Wiley is it. 619-722-1303. 619-722-1303. Chris will take care of any and every financial, whether it be reverse mortgage, maybe you're buying a home and you're in the military, you want to do a refi, whatever you want to do, Chris has got more years under his belt than he cares to admit. Give him a call. S&S Off-Road Magazine, best periodical out there now online, more pages, more information, more of everything that'll keep you up to breast as to what's going on out in the desert and around other areas where you could go off-road. SSORMAG.com, SSORMAG.com. All right, we're back with Jared. Jared is with Oceana Dunes.
And I thought about your question, and I kind of want to take a stab at
it. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so before we took our
first
break,
off, what was the question?
You asked Jared what's the difference between Oceana Dunes State Park and the other state parks? Why are they going after it and shutting it down more often than any other state
Very
park,
good.
Right? Okay, so I really thought about this. And there's 280 280 state parks in the state of California. Oceano Dunes has been notably on record the number one for passes, sales, for attendance,
It's the most visited off-road park. It's like the sixth or tenth most visited state park out of all of them.
Out of all of them, right? Like, so
Hearst Castle's the biggest.
Yeah, so
but
so
it's way up you, there. It's with over, well
in,
over
wait, 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 in wait, all 280. It's you know one of the top ones. Right. It earns the most money. It has the most income. So why are they limiting it? Why did they cut us down? Because they need the data to reflect that we don't have the usage and we don't have the income from it, so that they can shut it down. That just clicked into my mind while we were on break right now when you asked that question.
Jared, what do you think?
Because in the long run, they need to show that it doesn't have the numbers and the usage. So that's what I took from that.
Yeah, Audrey, it certainly would appear that way. I mean, whether it be the dust mitigation and all these other things that are going on, right? Why Oceano Dunes, right? Why yeah. Oceano Dunes? Right, you got the Central Coast area, and Dave mentioned development. I just say briefly here, I was on a meeting last week, and everything I heard was extremely concerning about, you know, planning for the future. You know, how are we going to replace this 1.5 to 2 million annual visitors and all this local revenue? I tell you, they were proposing ecotourism and setting up yurts on the beach. Who's going to hike out to those yurts? Like, and putting building some sort of gondola system. I mean, I've heard the most insane ideas, and I can tell you right now, there is absolutely no way they are going to replace the 1.5 to 2 million annual visitors, and it is very preemptive to be planning. You know, everybody's kind of planning, oh, this is great, right? You know, let's start looking down the road. What are we going to do with this? You know, we could do some sort of eco-electric tourism out there. Oh, well, I thought we're not going to be allowed to drive on the beach. How are you going to do that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we messed that one up, didn't we?
Right. I do not believe in coincidences when it comes to Oceano Dunes. No. I believe everything is very calculated coming down from Sacramento. And there are a lot of different issues going on simultaneously to what? Close down a place that families and young children camp out on the dunes?
Yeah.
It's wrong.
There's a game plan. There's a game plan out there. We don't know what it is. We can assume what it is. But there is a game plan, and they're going to do everything humanly possible to make that game plan come to fruition.
Which, I mean, that just absolutely breaks my heart. Well, I mean, look at what Jim Studi, the research Jim Studi did, that he found in the early, 1916, I think is what he said, or 1917, maybe it was 1926, I don't know. They had the pavilion that was there for 6 years, a two-story pavilion on the dunes. Why can't the future development planning incorporate something like that, where we bring, you know, it's still off-roading, it's still this, but we have more activity to it. There used to be a pier out there. Why can't we do a pier with a fairgrounds on it? Bring more people to the dunes that way, where they have access to camp on the beach, have a good time, and have, you know, a fair
because
on the
there
pier.
Is a different agenda, and whatever that agenda is, we're not aware of it, but whatever it is does not include camping, family, or kids.
It's the government hierarchy. It's not for the families.
But there's got there's something in this mix that we're not aware of. And the only way you can keep beating on this horse is to keep beating on this horse. We can't, you know, you got to be the thorn in their side. You got no, and the only way it's going to happen, folks, and I'm not a fan of giving money to politicians, but this is a different situation. If you can give $5, $10, just put it on auto pay. You'll never see it. If you try to go to breakfast, it's $30-$40. You know, that's just start. Just once you do auto pay, I think that's the best way. Then that way you don't have to worry about it. Because having a, what'd you say, $30,000 a month, roughly?
Yeah. I want to say 40 is what they have to pay out.
And it's crazy. And like I said, folks, the government is using yours and my money against us. And that is ridiculous. Because those people, since we're the employer, we should fire every one of them. Because unless closing the dunes, if you come up with a reasonable excuse to close the dunes, and it makes perfectly good sense, I'm the first one to put the door up. But until you can explain to me why Oceana Dunes should be closed, we just have to keep fighting.
Yeah.
It certainly, to your point, calls into question, aside from all the issues that they want to keep us chasing our tail on here, what it really comes down to and calls into question is the misuse of public money.
This
OHV funds, whatever you want to call it, at the end of the day, this is public money that is being wasted on this stuff, and there needs to be accountability for that misuse of funds, which is now being clearly proven, and red flags have been raised as to what is really going on here, and why is State Parks continuing to allow this with the mismanagement of this park and the bleeding of public money to continue?
Right. I mean, that killed me when they tried to bash the Scripps School of Oceanography world-renowned scientist that reviewed the data and submitted her report as the dust, you know, the PM10 levels of and the breakdown of what it actually is, and none of it being associated with off-roading particle. You know, most of it's salt. and naturally blown in from that of Mother Nature. You know, and then for the state to go, no, that's not it over here at all. Don't look over here. And then for them to basically trash, you know, a UCSD world-renowned Scripps School of Oceanography scientist and their data, that, I mean, it's just shocking. It's what they will go to and the lengths that they will go to prove their point. I mean, we just have to keep talking about it. We have to make awareness of it. If we don't, and they get away with it, I mean, it's going to be devastating. It'll be devastating. Once we lose this, it's going to keep going.
Grand scale cover-up over a cover-up over a cover-up.
Yes.
And nothing less than that. That is exactly what is going on, and we're going to see this play out.
Yeah. And you have, and I would, every time I would talk to these people, I'd say, okay, explain to me why you want to close it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wouldn't say another word. Explain to me why you want to close Oceana Dunes.
You know what kills me too?
Does anybody ever come up with it? I mean, have they ever come up with a reason, or do they just ignore you?
They will give you, it depends on when you're asking them and who you're asking, but they will give you every excuse under the sun, Dave.
Which makes no sense. Yeah. Makes no logic.
It was the dust mitigation and health concerns, right? You know, people are dying. We're dying from silica poisoning. That was disproven. Everything that has happened regarding the dust mitigations, and now, you know, there's 700 acres. So, 705.5 acres of the 1,500 designated for OHV at the park, off-roading and camping, is closed for some form of dust mitigation or another.
Wow, leaving that it down was, to 800 acres.
That was so all much. Based upon the air districts, what we know now were lies. It started with the silica, which was disproven. They never owned up to that. And everything was based on this 100% mineral dust composition of the PM10, the particulate matter coming off the dunes. Scripps completely threw a wrench in that. Dr. Lynn Russell did her 3-year report and conclusively determined that at most only 14% of the PM10 could be attributed to dust, and some of that could possibly be from OHV recreation. What's interesting about this is when that Scripps report data came out, State Parks, everybody refuted it. Right? We can't look at it. It's not peer reviewed. So we got to hold off. We can't look at it. So that report went for peer review and was published. And then it was buried until we found out that it had actually been out for 2 months and then brought it to a State Parks OHV Commission meeting, I think 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and had to publicly bring it out on the spot. And then I think it was the next day, guess what? They released the peer review. So we have an mm-hmm. effort here to try to hide the right. science from the Scripps Institute. Yeah.
Can your lawyer go to the state and say, all right, I need a list of all the people that have died due to silica mm-hmm. ingestion? I need to know yeah, their...
That was conclusively, you know, that was proven to be false.
Of course.
Quite a while ago. So what's happened is all these inaccuracy or poor assumptions build off each other. And that's gotten us to where we are today.
Right. Because the judge has got to look at that and say, wait a minute, guys, wait a minute. You lied about this. You lied about that. You lied about this. And you lied about that. I mean, the judge has got to take that into consideration, because when you go to a court of law, the left is supposed to be honest and the right's supposed to be honest. I mean, there shouldn't be any of this ambiguous BS. God, good thing I'm not in the courtroom, boy.
What's really interesting about the dust thing is for all these years under this dust abatement, right, you know, this dust control measures and closures, and spent $25 million of public money chasing these theories that the Air District never once considered to test the composition of the particulate matter until Dr. Lynn Russell from Scripps Institute did. And that's how she determined that, you know, they're assuming 100% dust and they've done all these things. And she came up with the conclusive number of 14%.
Right.
So what's really interesting about this is they keep doubling down. So that forced the Air District to have DRI try to determine the composition of the dust after the fact, right? After
sure.
the fact.
Of course.
So until a couple months ago, it was still 100%, you know, we were on public meetings and I asked, you know, what, are you basing this on 100% mineral dust? Yes, we are, right? Well, at that time, they knew that, so this DRI report went back and to determine the composition of the particulate matter. And now they determine that their 100% mineral dust theory was actually inaccurate. Now they're saying it's 60%.
Oh, of course.
Right? So what I'm trying to get at here is everything that's happened to date, if we're not even considering the Scripps report, which should be the law of the land, if we're considering their own new data, everything they've done is inaccurate.
Wow.
And the judge,
we need to take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break.
We got to come right back. I've got a good one for you, Jared, when we come back for our new social media campaign.
STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's STORC Dirt Radio, brought to you by the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. Well, I tell you what, you like good quality meat? Well, trust restaurants do, because that's who they use, the Wise Ox. Everything is high quality, premium beef, heritage pork, and free range chickens. They have their own butcher shop. I think there's even, you can go in and sit down and grab a bite to eat as well. 2855 Elkhorn Boulevard, Suite 1. That's the one locally. I think there's another one in La Costa. Just go to thewiseoxbutchershop.com. All right, we're talking to Jared. All right, Jared, off air, the last Sunday of every month, we're going to give you a 15-minute segment for the next 8 months so that you can call in wherever you're at, or else Audrey will hunt you down. And we'll get you on KUSI besides, but I think we should keep you on like a once a week segment to keep this whole thing. Because if we got 8 months and it could go one way or the other, we don't want to have to be sitting back saying we didn't give it 100%.
Okay, deal.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
And
fabulous.
Guess what? We're not paying you, so be ready.
None of us get paid. We're all volunteers.
Yeah, we're all volunteers. But now,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Just think when you get old, Jared, man, you're going to have stories to tell. So What is the temperature of the judge? Because you have one judge that's dealing with all this, right? Or more than one?
There's multiple judges. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We're just lucky with the one, in my opinion, with the quiet title lawsuit, because to me, it seems like it's the first judge that doesn't have bias against. And it logically, I mean, they shut down state parks.
In other words, he's looking at it when it makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we're blessed with that one.
Do you feel good? Do you feel good about this one, Jared?
Honestly, Dave, we're feeling really good on everything right now. And
Wow.
I'm not. We feel that our positions are strong. Our legal counsel feels the same. Everything seems to be going the right direction. We just this last week, and we haven't announced it yet, but we had three groups, activist groups, if you will, try to intervene on one of the lawsuits, and they were denied. And this is the second time they were already denied by a judge, and they appealed and they lost again. So. These are the kinds of things that are important to reflect on, right? Because it is a lot. And to your point, Audrey, absolutely. What happens here at Pismo, at Oceana Dunes, is going to be precedent setting, and no matter how you look at it. For other areas that are not dealing with the government regulation or issues right now, it's because all the focus is on Oceana Dunes. Most off-roaders, people who camp, maybe not off-roaders, people who recreate, recognize that and know it. But this will be precedent setting. If this can be done and the bodies that be or can be, could be successful in shutting down a legislated state vehicle recreation, a state park, for its intended use, that will affect other areas. Friends of Oceana Dunes succeeds in these lawsuits, that will be precedent setting and will benefit the entire state's program.
Yeah, definitely. So here's my new social media campaign that I have. So the Scripps School of Oceanography's data set, right, says that the dust is not from us, but there is hundreds of acres of orange fencing, miles of orange fencing out there, right? And what's the biggest thing that beachgoers complain about is the trash that affects the animals, right? You know, you see the tortoise with the straw in its nose. You see the tortoise with the beer can stuck around its head or the bird with it. We need to get a tortoise. We need to get a snowy plover. Well, I don't know. They're too small to fit in the orange fencing, but we need to get a tortoise with the orange fencing stuck on it, Photoshop a photo of it anyway, and we need to get that as the new social media campaign. State parks trashing California with the orange fencing, causing animal wildlife, you know, wildlife deaths.
That's
and
a great one.
Destruction. We are off-road conservationists, and as conservationists, we are concerned with the orange fencing that it's causing to the turtles and the animals up in Oceana Dunes.
We need to get a homeless guy, stick a straw up his nose, put him next to a turtle and say, what's the problem? What's the problem? You're okay with the one on the left? You're not too crazy about the one on the right?
Right.
I agree. They use propaganda against us constantly in support of public opinion. And at the end of the day, let's be real here. We are the real environmentalists here. We're the ones that
We're 100% the conservationists.
Because they know we're under the gun. Everybody watches us when we go out and recreate. I mean, everybody watches us. And so we're not stupid that we're going to do anything. Yeah, you're going to have a couple of people that get crazy and you know, cross the line. But you can, hell, they do that in pickleball. So I think we just need to stay strong, stay focused, and just keep doing what you're doing. And I got to tell you, dude, they're going to make a statue out of you Oceana Dunes folks. I'm telling you, there's going to be a monument at the opening of the park when this all comes together. I know you're not going to want it, but trust me, I'm going to be the first guy to tell everybody, start making yourself either a sandcastle or a bronze statue of Jared and the rest of his team.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it all alone. And so, I mean, hats off to you and your folks, seriously.
It's a team effort for sure. Yeah, I mean, the entire board, Friends of Oceana Dunes, volunteer, everybody. Our entire board works this like a second job for free. I can tell you that.
I hear you. No. Yeah. So now the rule now is the last Sunday. And by the way, Brandon is listening. And if you piss him off, you're in serious trouble. But the last Sunday of every month at 12 o'clock, you call in and you've got the first segment. And just with whatever it is that you want to talk about. So it's yours for 8 months.
Sounds great.
All right. That's normally $1,000 so we're a day, but that's okay. We're giving you a screaming deal because we like you. Oh, look at that. Man. Dead quiet. $1,000. Holy moly. Right? Hey, and I'm gonna be gone all next week on the road, but when I get back, or Audrey or I will email you and we'll get you set up for try to get a couple of KUSIs in the next couple of in the next 8 months, maybe three. And you don't have to come down to every single one of them. I'll get Audrey and Ed. They can come out, bring some Jeeps, because she knows almost as much as you know. I mean, all you got to do is keep her informed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great, Dave. We appreciate the support. I need to get out and do some wheeling, actually. So we haven't hit the trails in a while, but we'll make the time. I'd love to get down there with you guys.
All right. That sounds great. All right, buddy. Well, hey, enjoy the rest of your day. Say hi to the family and keep up the good work.
You guys as well.
Do a shout out. Do your Instagram. Do your website. Send them
some
money.
What
become a member.
Yeah. The website is oceanodunes.org. Facebook, Instagram. Shoot a follow. Pay attention very closely to what's going on. What is happening at Oceana Dunes, Pismo Dunes, will happen to your area at some point. But take a look at the Instagram, Facebook, website. Support where you can. Attend the fundraisers, enter the sweepstakes. Thank you.
All right. You're the man. All right, folks. That was S-D-O-R-C. Ed has some things to talk about, but unfortunately we weren't able to squeeze him in because of the importance of keeping Oceana Dunes up. He'll be racing next weekend, so you'll have to sit on the edge of your chair for two.
No, I won't. I'll be at the Corva annual meeting.
Yeah, the Close weekend enough. After you, that is racing.
You'll figure out a way to get a race in. Yeah. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.